Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Okay, awesome.
Ugh.
So today, we're diving into the world of trees. But not just any trees.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about what happens when you introduce a tree that's, well, not from around here.
Interesting.
Yeah. Imagine you're like strolling through a Swedish forest, sunlight, dappling through the leaves.
Beautiful.
But those leaves belong to red oaks, trees that are, native to North America.
Wow. Okay.
So then that begs the question, can a tree like that actually replace the role of, say, a classic English oak?
Right.
Especially when it comes to supporting, all the critters, the whole ecosystem.
That's $1 million question, isn't it?
It really is. And there's this recent study that tackles just that, looking at whether the North American red oak, Quercus rubra, for all you science fans out there,
Gotta love the Latin names.
right, can truly step in for its European cousins, like the Quercus robur, in a region of Sweden.
Fascinating.
And you don't surprise me. This study, it zooms in on lichens and bryophytes.
Oh, interesting.
I know, right? Those tiny organisms that grow on trees.
Yeah. They might be small, but they're like ecological canaries in a coal mine.
What do you mean?
Well, they're just super sensitive to changes in their environment.
Oh, okay.
So by looking at which lichens and bryophytes thrive on which trees, scientists can get a really good idea of, how introducing a new tree species might ripple through the whole forest system.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all connects. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you remind us why these native oaks are struggling in the first place? I feel like there's a bigger picture here we need to understand.
Absolutely. So picture southern Sweden. It's like the northern limit for those classic European temperate forests. Now, those native oaks, they're facing pressure from things like pests, diseases, even climate change. They're struggling to thrive, which has researchers worried because, those native oaks play a crucial role in the ecosystem, providing food and shelter for tons of different species.
So they're kind of like the VIPs of the forest.
Exactly. And when the VIPs start struggling, everyone gets a little nervous.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah.
So enter stage left, the red oak, kind of like the understudy ready to step in and save the day.
Right.
It's known to be resilient, grows fast. Like, is this the superhero of trees we've been waiting for?
Well, on paper, the red oak seemed like a tempting solution, but nature, as always, is more complicated than that. And that's precisely what this study dives into. What are the real consequences of swapping native oaks for red oaks, particularly for these lichens and bryophytes?
Okay, let's talk lichens. Give it to me straight. Did this red oak pass the test?
Well,
From what I was reading, it seemed like a tough crowd.
it was not a stellar report card for the red oak, sadly.
Oh, no.
The study found way fewer lichen species living on red oaks compared to the native oaks. And get this, a third of the lichen species found on the native oak were completely MIA on the red oak.
Whoa, that's a serious snub from the lichen community. Do we know why they're so picky? I mean, a tree's a tree, right?
That's where it gets really fascinating. It all comes down to bark.
Bark, really?
Yeah. See, those native oaks, they have rough, textured bark, lots of nooks and crannies.
Okay.
It's like a cozy apartment building with tons of character, perfect for lichens to settle in.
Oh, I see.
Red oak, on the other hand, smooth bark. It's like a sleek, modern high rise, maybe not as appealing to the lichen crowd.
So it's like real estate, but for lichens. Who knew bark could be so important? But what about the bryophytes? They always seem a bit more go with the flow, more adaptable.
You're right. They are known for their flexibility, and this study showed just that.
Really?
They weren't nearly as picky as their lichen friends. They didn't seem to have a strong preference for either native or red oak.
So we've got lichens being all picky, sticking to their native oak bark,
Yeah.
and bryophytes just like vibing, not really fussed about the tree situation.
Right.
What does this tell us about, actually trying to swap in red oaks for native ones, especially with all those other creatures that depend on these forests?
It's like trying to replace your favorite sourdough bread with like a gluten-free option.
Right.
It might look similar from afar, but the overall taste and texture are just not the same.
Right.
And for all those organisms that rely on these native oaks, that difference, that little difference, can be crucial.
So what you're saying is simply swapping native oaks for red oaks, it might not be the silver bullet solution we hoped for.
Exactly, yeah. While the red oak might seem like a good fit, at first glance,
Right.
this study really highlights that we need to be thinking about the whole
The
ecosystem.
whole shebang.
Yeah, not just the individual trees.
Right.
We've really got to be careful about those, like, potential ripple effects.
And those ripple effects, I mean, those are happening for way more than just lichens and bryophytes, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about insects, birds, the whole nine yards.
Precisely.
So what are the potential implications for them then?
So this research, it focused on lichens and bryophytes because they're, you know, they're such great indicators.
Right.
But it raises a whole bunch of new questions.
Like what?
Well, like, how would a shift from native to red oaks affect insect populations that might, like, rely on specific oak species for, you know, for food or for shelter?
Oh, interesting.
Would it change bird nesting preferences? These are all questions that, you know, that require further investigation.
It's like a whole domino effect we need to be mindful of.
100%.
We can't just assume that, like, oh, a new tree will perfectly mimic the role of the old one.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, so that's a little bit, I don't know, disheartening, maybe.
Yeah.
But I do want to be fair to the red oak here.
Okay, yeah.
It's not necessarily a villain just because it's not, you know, exactly the same as the native oak.
Right.
And while this study found some, you know, drawbacks with the red oak, there is research out there that I was reading.
Okay.
Suggesting that red oaks can be incredibly beneficial for biodiversity in certain contexts.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So it turns out red oaks have been found to support a surprising amount of biodiversity.
Okay.
Even more so than native oaks in some cases.
Wow.
For example, I was reading that some studies have found them to be fantastic habitats for certain insect species.
Really?
Yeah. So it's not as simple as, like, you know, red oak bad, native oak good.
Right.
It's about understanding, I think, the nuances
of
each situation and how these different species interact within a particular ecosystem.
Exactly. Nature's rarely black and white.
Right. Never.
There are always multiple perspectives to consider, and what works in one context might not work in another.
100%. This is why I love these deep dives.
Yeah.
Always learning something new, realizing how much more there is to discover.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this research so valuable.
Yeah.
It sparks a conversation. It encourages us to ask more questions. And it reminds us that even something as seemingly simple as, like, planting a tree can have such far-reaching consequences.
It really can. Speaking of which, this whole discussion, it has me thinking about the trees in my own neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm suddenly very curious about which ones are native and which ones might be, you know, transplants from somewhere else.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to our listeners who, like me, are feeling inspired to learn more about the trees around them? So say I'm, like, walking down the street.
Yeah.
And I see a tree and I'm like, whoa, what is that? I don't recognize that one.
Right.
How do I even know if it's, like, a local or if it's, you know, some kind of visitor from another ecosystem?
It's like being a tree detective.
Yeah.
You got to start by becoming familiar with, you know, the native species in your area.
Okay.
And there are actually a lot of great resources online or even, like, through local parks and gardens. You know,
They
often have, like, little guides and stuff.
Right.
You can check out field guides that are specific to your region.
Handy.
Yeah. And once you know what to look for, you'd be surprised what you start noticing.
It's like you suddenly speak the language.
Exactly.
So it's all about, like, training my eye to spot those, you know, subtle differences in leaf shapes, bark textures, even just, like, how the branches are growing, you know?
100%. It can feel a bit like learning a new language at first.
I bet.
But once you get the hang of it,
It's
amazing how much more you, like, connect with that natural world around you.
Totally. Okay, so say I'm doing my tree detective work.
Yeah.
And I do happen to stumble upon a tree that seems, you know, really out of place.
Right.
Do I jump to conclusions? Like, is it automatically a bad thing if a tree's not from around here?
That's a great question, and I think it's important not to jump to conclusions.
Okay.
Not all non-native species are, like, you know, invasive or harmful.
Right.
Some can actually coexist quite peacefully with native ecosystems.
So it's not about judging. It's more about understanding.
Exactly.
It's like, hey there, non-native friend, you doing okay over there?
Right, exactly.
Causing any trouble.
The key is to, you know, stay curious and stay informed.
I like that.
Keep learning. Keep observing.
Keep those tree detective skills sharp.
Yes. And remember, every tree has a story to tell.
I love that. Well, this deep dive has definitely, like, opened my eyes to this whole complex world
of
trees and biodiversity and all these connections.
It's amazing.
It really is. It's amazing how something as, you know, seemingly simple as a tree can spark such a fascinating conversation.
100%. That's what we're all about here.
It is.
Sparking curiosity and encouraging everyone to, you know, take a closer look at the natural world around them.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. A huge thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey into the fascinating world of red oaks, native trees, and the surprising impact of bark. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.